VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. South Korea's transport ministry said Saturday that the flight data and cockpit voice recorders on the Jeju Air jet that crashed December 29th stopped recording about 4 minutes before the airliner hit a concrete structure at South Korea's Muan Airport. Authorities investigating the disaster that killed 179 people plan to analyze what caused the black boxes to stop recording, the ministry said in a statement. Fierce winds that have supercharged wildfire sweeping parts of Los Angeles finally eased Friday night, bringing some relief to weary firefighters. But the largest blaze was reported to have shifted direction, triggering new evacuation orders. Six simultaneous wildfires have devastated Los Angeles County neighborhood since Tuesday, killed at least 11 people, and damaged or destroyed 10,000 structures. These tolls were expected to grow once it was safe enough for firefighters to conduct house-to-house searches. Nicole Perry, a stylist and Pacific Palisades, lost her home to the flames.
I feel broken. I feel lost. I feel devastated. I don't want to have to tell my boys that this is their home and it's gone. It's so tragic, and I know I'm not the only one, so I feel for everyone who's in this position. I really do.
Seven neighboring states, the U.S. federal government, and Canada have rushed aid to California, bolstering aerial teams dropping water and fire retardant on the flaming hills and crews on the ground attacking fire lines. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Saturday the country's military had captured two North Korean soldiers in the Kursk region of Russia, adding that they had survived and were communicating with the security service of Ukraine. Quote, as with all prisoners of war, these two North Korean soldiers are receiving the necessary medical assistance, unquote, Zelensky said on the social media platform X.